Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. The right insurance is an important tool to protect any business from the many threats they face, from property and personnel loss to legal liabilities and income shortages caused by circumstances beyond their control. The trick is determining what kind of insurance you really need and how much you should pay for it. Helping companies solve the insurance puzzle is the stock in trade of commercial insurance brokers. Debbie Thompson is one of them. She is the Director of Business Development for Beyond Insurance Brokers in Whitby, Ontario, and an Executive Director of the Insurance Brokers Association of Ontario. Debbie joins me by phone to tell us more about the changing insurance landscape and how to work with a broker to ensure that you get the right coverage at the right price. Debbie, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Debbie, how well insured are Canada's small and mid-sized businesses?
They're adequately insured because commercial insurance is not usually a commodity or a product that you can purchase online. You need a trusted advisor to help you understand the risk associated with any loss that could occur, as well as helping you through some loss control techniques and identifying in your operations where there could be an exposure.
When a business is underinsured, why is that the case? Could it be that the business owner is particularly risk tolerant, or could it be that the business has outgrown its existing insurance policies?
Usually it's the companies grow, and the last thing they look at is where they've purchased additional assets and they've not included that in their insurance to value, or they underestimate what it would cost to replace all of their items. They usually think of it more of an actual cash value basis that, you know, I bought this item 3 years ago, today is not worth that much, when they should be looking at more on a replacement cost basis, which is getting new for old. And that's what your commercial insurance policy should do for you.
Now, this question may be difficult, but what kinds of insurance should no business owner, under any circumstances, do without?
Well, at bare minimum, all businesses should have at least their property insured, their own assets, as well as liability to third parties, so that in the event that there's a bodily injury or property damage as a result of your negligence, and it doesn't have to be grossly negligent, that you are protected financially for any suit that may be brought against you.
Now, the insurance industry, like most industries, is constantly evolving. Is there anything new and noteworthy that entrepreneurs should know about the insurance landscape?
Well, there's always new products being delivered by the insurance industry, and many insurers are now offering loss control services to help customers identify their exposure to loss and how they can reduce that exposure. But one in particular that is becoming more to light now is employment practices liability, which is a new standalone coverage that we're now offering to more of our customers that offer coverage for wrongful acts that employees may bring against them, such as harassment. With all the new bills coming out, and acts rather coming out, particularly the new one that was launched last year, Bill 168, where an employer is now responsible for making sure that their employees are safe, and if there's any harassment that may have been brought against the employee outside of work, you know, it's important that they, you know, make sure that they're covered so that they're not held liable by an employee if they decide that they didn't follow the rules and procedures that were set out by the Act.
Now, quick question about that. Most HR law is under provincial jurisdiction, so I would presume that what the insurance would cover would vary from province to province. Is that correct?
That's correct. For the most part, the employment practice liability covers such things as wrongful dismissal, discrimination, employment-related misrepresentation.
Right, and that's pretty standard across the country.
That's correct.
So what criteria should a business use to determine which insurer is providing the right coverage at the right price? Let's presume that they're not going through a broker.
You should ask for a marketing report, which identifies the insurers that were approached on your behalf, the price offered, as well as the coverage comparison. That will allow you then to make the right decision, because it is your choice whether you're going through a broker or a direct model of insurance, to be able to see the product offering that is available for you so that you can make the right choice to suit your business needs.
And if you're not going through a broker, where is this report available?
It is directly from the insurance company. If it's not, they have an agent usually on the direct writing arm that they can get that from as well.
So tell us a little bit about the role of an insurance broker, particularly what we might not know or what we might misunderstand about insurance brokers.
Well, the insurance insurance broker is your trusted advisor as well as your insurance shopper. And as with all your other advisors, lawyers or accountants, they're there to help you protect your business risks. And they're there to advocate for you on your behalf in the event of a claim. So they act as an intermediary between you and the insurance company, but they are on your side. They're there to help you, you know, walk you through the claims process, walk you through a risk analysis, help you identify your exposures that could cause you a financial loss.
Now, I think most business owners as consumers have worked with brokers in other areas of business, and I think there is a perception out there that in some instances, brokers are sort of joined at the hip to the companies that might be providing, say, a mortgage. So are insurance brokers truly independent and objective?
Brokers are independent and objective. They're representatives of the insurance, and there is a contractual relationship between the broker and the insurer. And it basically outlines what you agree to do with respects to contracts that you place on their behalf. But they are primarily an advocate for the consumer and help the consumer decide where their insurance should be and the type of insurance they should have.
Does this mean that a broker will only be able to recommend insurance from the companies under which it has a contract?
80% of the time, that is true. There are insurance companies that are considered an open market, which they allow all brokers to access. But most insurance brokers have a contractual relationship with the insurer.
And who pays for the services of an insurance broker?
The compensation does come directly from the insurance company in the form of commissions, and that is transparent to all customers at the point of sale.
How does a business owner go about selecting an insurance broker?
Well, I would think that most business would agree that a referral is the best testimonial that you could receive, and that's the best way to find an insurance broker. But if that's not available to you, the Insurance Brokers Association of Ontario have a site called My Insurance Shopper, and you can go there, look for a broker in your community, and select a broker from the list of members. There's over 720 offices in Ontario that you can choose from.
And would a similar type of service be offered by the associations in other provinces?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All members that are a member of their provincial association are also a member of the national association.
So what information should I give my insurance broker to help him or her make the best decision for me? Or perhaps, what questions should I expect my insurance broker to be asking me?
First, you would do an analysis of the exposures with you. There's not really a generic questionnaire that we send out to our customers when it comes to commercial exposures. It really is a face-to-face conversation about your business. What are your 3 a.m. issues? What would wake you up at night that you would be concerned about your business? And let's make sure we cover that off. So if it's your property, then let's make sure that your stock or your equipment is covered adequately. If there's a fidelity exposure, employee dishonesty, let's make sure we take care of that. And then most importantly is your liability, because that's your proof of financial responsibility to others. You know, we want to look after the idea that your bodily injury or property damage is covered in the event that a suit is brought against you.
Now, finally, if my broker makes a recommendation, how can I tell whether they're giving me the best advice?
You always have the opportunity to get a second opinion, but there has to be trust in the relationship that you have with your broker. And if you have that trust, then they should be looking out for your best interest. But you can always get a second opinion from a number of brokers throughout the province.
And these opinions would come at no charge?
At no charge.
Debbie, that's very useful information. I would like to thank you for joining the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Debbie Thompson is the Director of Business Development for Beyond Insurance Brokers in Whitby, Ontario, and she's also an Executive Director of the Insurance Brokers Association of Ontario. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from bmo.com/coach, profitguide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the Small Business Resources section on bmo.com. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.